How are you doing tonight, Freddie?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Freddie, to the Texas Sports and Sounds audience.
Yes, sir. My name is Freddie Castillo. My real name is Alfredo, but everyone's been calling me Freddie since elementary. I'm the center and the nose guard for the football team, and I'm a junior this year.
Now, I know you guys have just started this week as early already. Freddie, I know you guys are still probably reeling off. How was it for you the past Friday before the bye week to get that big of a win, man, the way you guys did grind it out to get that past win?
Well, we worked hard together, make sure we had no bust, because if we had a bust play, it would have caused for them to get another touchdown or us not to score in time. But we also stayed focused and were able to play hard the whole time.
Now, you guys are sitting at 4-1 right now. District play is about to start this week. What do you, how do you think that you guys need to combat Abilene TLCAA to make sure that you guys move to 5-1?
Well, we must stay focused throughout the week, make sure we have no back practice, but also we need to be able to work hard throughout the practice.
What would you say, Freddie, is some of your favorite pregame locker room and postgame locker room routines?
Well, I like to put my earphones in and listen to some of my rock playlist, and then just stay focused, think about how I'm going to play the whole time.
Now, how do you think, Freddie, would your coaches and your teammates best describe you?
Probably as a hardworking, dedicated player for the team.
What's the most important lesson that you think from your time as a Piper?
Probably to work hard the whole time, to never give up, and just to stay focused throughout the time we play.
What would you say is probably your favorite pregame snack and maybe your postgame snack? What's your go-tos?
Probably like a triple buster from DQ.
Ooh, that sounds good right now.
And then probably like a small bite from a protein bar postgame, just to get me energized.
Who would you say, Freddie, is probably the player on the sidelines that keeps everybody hyped?
In my opinion, I think Xavier Moreno is. He's always cheering around, exciting us as we go through the game, keeping us up.
What's the best piece of advice you've received, Freddie, from your coaches?
Probably from Coach Botis. Stay low and drive.
Speaking of Coach Botis, tell us something that maybe the Texas Sports and Sound audience may not know about Coach Botis.
He always loves us and everything, but he's also hard on us to keep us better.
I think that hard discipline is what's contributed to you guys' success this year for sure. Are there any short-term goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next few months, the next few years?
Obviously going to the playoffs this year, but also to stay coordinated as a team.
Who would you say is probably your biggest mentor, Freddie?
Probably Coach Botis.
Who would you say is probably your biggest fan?
Biggest fan? My mom.
Oh, that's for sure. I've seen Irma up in those stands. Definitely, yeah. She is definitely probably your biggest fan. What's the biggest thing that you can attribute to the Piper success this season?
Probably keeping up my snaps throughout the games, make sure that I don't make any busts or read the wrong calls and stand on my blocks the whole time.
Would you say that this team's mentality is like a complete 180 from last year to this year?
Yes, sir, it is. From losing all the seniors, we had to like get back and train together as one.
What values have you learned from being a part of this team?
Learning how to pick up one another, and probably, probably just sticking together.
What would you, what advice would you give? This will be the last question. What advice would you give the upcoming eighth graders that are going to be freshmen next year? What advice would you like to give them, Freddie, coming into the Pied Piper varsity and JV program?
To work hard and strive to get better.
That is the most perfect answer right there. Freddie, I always in this podcast, let me give a thank you and a shout out to whoever you want to give a thank you and a shout out to. The floor is all yours, Freddie.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to give a shout out to my cousin. He lives in Dumas, but he always loves to watch me. His name is Matthew Fields. And then also my mom and dad, because they're always there at every game, no matter what.
Freddie, it was a pleasure having you on this podcast. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.